As I try what I pass, I need to my thing. Now tell them no be bad boss. You never see landlord, Jawale. And if you never do, Jawale. You leave for house, you see your family.
The Talks Bridge podcast is always here to help you grow.
Your worst enemy, you go be your best friend. Every night and day, we get sick and daily bread. You never can tell, you go be your best friend. You never can tell when the world you go end. Say that we are nobody one June 12. Where we said them two people before the 12. I've been 91 of Lee for Dodgy.
Welcome back to the Talks Bridge podcast. And I'm your host, Odiamba Favor. In this space, we give you everything and anything spicy. We are here to help you grow. Do follow the podcast on all our social media handles, Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, and the Talks Bridge podcast. And just send an email to the Talks Bridge podcast at gmail.com. Today, we'll be talking about hurtitude. Hurt plus attitude. Remember to always express gratitude and appreciation. See my light. This episode is an interesting one because it talks about the heart and good attitude. Heartitude. When you combine these two, we can see the transformative power of compassion in your life. Compassion, compassion, compassion. Do you know that compassion has a positive impact on your physical and emotional well-being? What exactly is compassion? Favor, you will say compassion, compassion. What exactly is compassion? Compassion and empathy, are they the same thing? Well, I thought they were the same thing until I had to hear from somebody. Empathy just shows the emotions that you feel on other people's perspectives. Compassion is a step beyond, a step further. How do you help these people? How do you help other people go out of their emotions? It is the desire to help. The desire to help. Like I said, compassion has a positive impact on your physical and mental well-being. Physical, mental, emotional self. So physical, mental, emotional well-being. Compassion has an effect on that. It helps to reduce anxiety. It helps to reduce stress. It helps to improve on your relationship with others. Today, we are going to learn how the simple act of showing kindness and empathy can have a profound effect on your life. On your life. I want to remind you that if you embrace this mindset, you can create a ripple effect of kindness and positivity that can change the world around you. Like I said, show kindness. I cannot overemphasize this enough. Kindness is key. What is kindness? Being friendly, being generous, being considerate. That's right. So embrace the heartitude way of life. Like I said, heartitude, the shape of your heart. Plus the good attitude gives you the best feeling on how to show compassion to people. I remember when I saw something on Twitter and they were saying people that will come to you for help all the time, you know, it is not good, it is not this, it is not that. Well, sometimes it can be really annoying, especially nowadays when some people or some set of people will come to you and ask you for financial help. You know that they'll come the first time, they'll come the second time, and when they're asking for this help, they don't even check up on you. It is really annoying. So if you belong to this table that I want to shake, belong to the people that wouldn't check up on your friend for 1 year, for 5 years, for 3 months, and all of a sudden you need their financial help. You just run to them and start asking them, how are you? How are you? The next thing, bros, I fix it 2K for your hand. Change. And I feel that why people had to withdraw from giving financial help or from rendering financial help is because a lot of people are showing this sense of entitlement. Why are you entitled to my money? I ask you for help, and I give you this money, and I tell you, okay, return so time. And it is time for you to return, and you're feeling entitled, getting angry because I asked for my own money. If you belong to that table, change. Change. That is not good. That is not the right attitude to maintaining a good relationship with your friends, with your family, with even strangers. Change. I also saw a meme that was saying that when people want to ask for financial help, most times you block it. Because you cannot render that help, you block it. As the person is typing, "Bros, good afternoon. This is your DP, you look so beautiful. Or, madam, you look so fine. Please, if you see," you could just tell him, "this month don't hard, you just block him." So if you can render financial help, please do. And if you belong to that table whereby you have not even checked up on your friend for like a month, I'm not saying it should be heavy conversations, at least once in a while, you know, "How are you doing? How is the office?" You know, something like that. And you can then ask for help. If the person ability or capacity to help you at that moment, please do not get angry or do not have the sense of entitlement to someone else's money that is not your own. So let's be guided. So how do you embrace this attitude way of life? Act of kindness towards people. Like I said, kindness means friendly, generous, compassionate, considerate, etc. Be kind, be supportive, support your friend's business, support your friend's work, help your friends daily, encourage them, wake up one morning, call Bola and say, "Bola, you look beautiful today." Yes, you can do it. You can call Fola. "Fola, I thought to check on you today. How you doing?" Or when a friend comes to you for advice, or when a friend comes to you for help and you can't even render that help, you can check on that person and say, "Have you found this? I'm sorry I couldn't help you at this moment. Were you able to find help?" Do you understand? So you're giving this person backing, emotional backing. Yeah. You're making the person know that you're here for him or her and you're always going to stick as a friend. Yes, yes. Forgiveness in the face of pain. I'm going to release another episode concerning forgiveness. Forgiveness in the face of pain is also the attitude way of life. That's right. A good heart, a good attitude. Find meaning and purpose in your life by leading with your heart. Lead with your heart. Lead with your heart. Be polite. Speak with kindness. Apologize when you've made a mistake. A whole lot of you that you're listening to me, I'm sure you don't apologize. Next time you've made a mistake, please apologize. Be the bigger person. It's just an apology. You're not going to faint. Nobody's going to beat you for apologizing. Listen carefully and without judgment. I've seen so much these days, especially on social media. You judge people by their looks. You judge people by how they talk. You judge people just by their appearance. That is not good. Do not judge. Listen carefully without judgment. Encourage your friends. Encourage your family. Your friend is writing the exam today. Send them that beautiful text. I want to give you an assignment. While listening to this, text a friend of yours and just hype your friend. Yeah. Just hype your friend. Sizwella, you're beautiful. Sizwella, you're amazing. I thought to check on you today. I hope everything is fine with you. Do you need any help? Is there anything I can help you with? Yeah, do that. Encourage your friend. Even at work, at your place of work, tell Mr. John, "Mr. John, you look handsome today." Tell Mr. Emmanuel, "Mr. Emmanuel, your shirt is amazing." Do you understand? Tell them beautiful words. Tell someone your shoe is nice. "Oh, I like your spray." That's good. So your place of work, be amazing. Encourage your colleagues. Encourage your co-workers. Encourage your friends. Encourage your partners in your relationships. Words of affirmations are key. Yeah, they're really key. In the previous podcast episode, I talked about communication dating, how to communicate, and I and Mr. Anonymous talked about it. So if you've not listened, you can go back to listen. Offer to help someone with a task. Be happy for someone else's success. Accept people for who they are. Do not try to change people. Express gratitude and appreciation. Someone does a task for you. Thank you. Someone does this for you. Thank you. Someone does that for you. Thank you, Mr. Kenny. You've been so nice. Show gratitude. Show appreciation. Show respect. Respect is reciprocal. Know who you are building your boundaries with. Know the limit. Let people know their limit. So show respect. Do you understand? Show respect to everybody, the young, the old, the middle age, your age mate. Show respect. Because the attitude way of life is an amazing life. With this mindset, you can create a ripple effect of kindness and positivity that can change the world around you. Be polite. Be kind. Apologize when you've made a mistake. When you borrow money, return the money. Don't have this sense of entitlement. I hope you can listen to me. Return the money back. Don't have the sense of entitlement. Check up on your friends once in a while. I know everybody is busy. Check up on your friends. Show compassion. And you're going to be amazing. Continue listening to the TalksBridge podcast. I am always here to help. And if you're on Spotify, please remember to always fill the poll because it helps, it helps, it helps. And on our love series, if you have any topic, any review that you want to share, please reach out on all our social media platforms, Instagram at the TalksBridge podcast, Twitter at the TalksBridge podcast, Facebook at the TalksBridge podcast, TikTok at the TalksBridge podcast, or you can send an email to the TalksBridge podcast at gmail.com. Do not forget to always subscribe to our newsletter. Be amazing and stay jiggy jiggy.